My second guest of this hour is on the line. He is Dean Meyer. He's head of cloud at Synthesis Software Technologies. We're going to be talking about all things related to the Amazon Web Services outage. Dean, thank you for chatting to me today.
Hi, Howard. Good to chat to you.
So, for somebody who knows very little about anything technical, what actually happened and what is the implication of the Amazon Web Service outage?
Okay, sure. So, early this morning, U.S. time, Amazon noticed increased error rates in several of their services, particularly a database type of technology. So it reports that, it happened around 3 a.m. Eastern time, and by roughly around, say, about 5:30 Eastern time, they started recovery efforts. And what customers noticed is that this had severe impact on their AWS services. So these would be platforms that they hosted on AWS and, exposed to their customers. So it's actually a significant global impact from this.
I'm still not sure I'm getting my head around it. And please, you're talking to somebody whose IT understanding is very, very, very limited. Amazon Web Services, to what extent do they host significant, whatever you want to call them, of organizations worldwide? Are they a significant player?
Yes, definitely. AWS is probably the market leader for cloud-hosted services. So, if I give you a couple of examples, Snapchat, Fortnite.
Okay, the big names.
Platforms like Lloyd's Banking
Group.
Oh,
no.
even things like Atlassian, customers were unable to log in oftentimes, or if they do log in, services were impacted. And it also did impact local companies like Standard Bank, TFG, Fashini Group. Definitely felt around the world.
Surely in a situation like this, with a company like that, there isn't a one point of failure issue. Surely they have mitigated that kind of a risk. How could this have happened?
Yes. So I think, it's maybe something, that companies need to think a bit more about. Although AWS does have a global footprint and they do have locally redundant data centers and services, oftentimes, customers don't always take advantage of those design principles. So what AWS does is they encourage you to design according to a well-architected best practice, playbook. But some of their services are hosted exclusively in the U.S. region. I believe that's in Virginia. So what you might find is that although you've done your best to design a resilient system, something at the central AWS region might impact, let's say something like authentication, trying to log into your system, it could impact that as well.
Do we know the cause of this? I mean, could this be hacking? Could this be a malicious third party, or was that not the case here?
Yeah, so I don't have exact details, but what AWS did do, almost instantly is they published a list of the affected services, on their platform, and then through that, the customers could easily see like what it would impact. What we believe it was a service update, that caused a bit of a failure. And what happens with these systems is that a small change or disruption in service can have hours of lasting impact, to recover from. So although they recovered quite quickly, the impact was felt for quite a while after, unfortunately.
We had a listener a little earlier this afternoon write in and say that she had been struggling for over a week now to get into Amazon Prime. Is this the related issue, or is that something completely different?
This maybe sounds different because I think this incident was exclusively today.
Yeah, I just kind of blown away by the fact to, you know, you've mentioned companies like Lloyds Bank, Standard Bank. These yes. are massive, massive, massive companies, and the thought that they must be down, that must shake their confidence in a provider like AWS. How is it to pick up and move to somebody else?
I think it's quite a significant impact. So there are things you could consider. You know, you can think about leveraging a multi-cloud solution,
interesting,
where maybe you don't, you know, use a single provider. But I think there's processes that businesses take, and they need to think about cost, performance, and resilience. They need to think about all of them. All of them, of course, come with a budget impact. That's number one. But you do need to think about, you know, and it's something Synthesis specializes in. We can help you look at your architecture, think about how you design for something that's truly resilient. And that might involve, you know, leveraging different cloud providers or just finding a different way to design your solution that, you know, should something happen, there's a mitigation plan. And I think that's
sounds
usually
pretty critical.
The best way
yeah.
to approach.
Yeah. yeah. I don't yeah. have any idea of the environment under which all this happens, but I'm wondering, should there be additional oversight or transparency requirements for big cloud providers like Amazon? Would that have made any difference? Or is it just...
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think when you're doing that design, you know, first step is to kind of understand, you know, how this the cloud provider offers their services. They do have what you call a SLA, it's a service level agreement. So sure. they do kind of guarantee a certain amount of uptime. And I think, you know, if you think about, you know, 99.9%, for example, how many hours does that or minutes downtime do you actually need to plan, you know, per month? So that's kind of the reality of these IT systems. You know, they're not completely resilient to failure. And you do need to think about, okay, if my system goes down, for example, what can I do? Can I maybe put out a message to my customers? You know, maybe show a page that says, you know, we're experiencing some issues.
Sure.
At least to let your customers 100%. Know something has happened. You know, what could they expect? When? What's the ETA or something like that?
I think a final question for you then this afternoon is, do you think this could possibly be a reason to push more investment into local or regional data centers to reduce dependence on overseas systems?
That's an interesting one. I think you do need to consider all options. I'd say technically, yes, it would make sense. But I think realistically, you then need to think about, okay, cool, how am I going to maintain that? You know, you suddenly need to have people who are maintaining physical hardware on premise. So I think, you know, if you get the right balance, which means, you know, designing resilient systems and also thinking about the customer experience, I think you should be able to find a good balance that should disaster strike, you've at least got a well thought out plan of how to mitigate.
Dean Meyer, Head of Cloud at Synthesis Software Technologies, thank you. I certainly learned quite a bit this afternoon.